I suppose, first of all, frustration a little bit that everything came a bit too late, really, in the game for you.
Yeah, like I mentioned in the interview I did before, we didn't start great for some reason, whatever reason it was. If it was our first game of the week, we just didn't have that jump, and they jumped the gun on us a little bit. And like I said before, we were turning over pucks. We didn't have confidence with the puck. But you saw in the third, we started to play, and it was a different game. But it is easier to play when you're down a couple goals, you know, against Sheffield Steelers, because you can press them a little bit, and they hung back. But again, they're a good team, and if we want to make that next step, we gotta realize that we have to come to these rinks and play hard in the first period.
You talk about mistake management. Of course, it's like that in every game, but particularly against a team like Sheffield, who punish so much.
Yeah, because their transition's so good. So they have, you know, their D are good. They transition the puck right away. So as soon as we turn it over, it's back on us right away. And we just can't sustain that for three periods. And what happens is our D get tired. You know, thankfully, Klemmer played fantastic tonight. Could have been a different game, but he played really well. So we just got to regroup and to see what we can do tomorrow.
Do you take anything out of the fact you won the third period and you had that pressure, you had the chances to make it 3-2?
Yeah. We're only talking about that. We're not even talking about the first two periods, because there's no point. We're just going to gain some confidence and go with that, because if you don't, you dwell on the first two periods, then you just think, it's going to be another tough game. So I told the guys it's the best thing to do is just focus on what you did in the third, and if you did some good plays, then hang with it.
Have you got to be more emotional tomorrow night?
Yeah, it'll be a really emotional game. So, and that could have been it too. Maybe we're just waiting for the Sunday game. I was hoping we wouldn't do that, but I have a feeling there'll be a lot more energy by us for sure in the game tomorrow.
It's going to be a big night. Jersey re-retirement, if you like it, with Brad Ribicic. He's been around. Are you going to invite him into the room? Are you going to let him say a few words tomorrow?
Yeah, I would like to. I've talked to him a few times. I actually, I was in warm-up, and I was joking with him. He was standing on the bench. I said, is there anything you want me to do for you in warm-up? Like, what do you do or whatever? And he says, well, came back to me, and he said, actually, I'm usually the last guy off the ice, and I shoot a puck in the other team's net. So I said, okay, perfect. So I'm waiting, and I waited, and I waited. I was the last guy on the ice. I shot the puck, but I missed the net. So I shot another one and got it in for him, so he was happy. So.
It's going to be a special night, big atmosphere in Manchester as well. It's what you live for, isn't it, as a hockey player?
Yeah, I think so. It'll probably be our biggest night in history, is from what I'm hearing. So we just want to focus on, like, the actual game itself. We don't want to get caught up in all the other stuff, but we want to let that energize us, and we need to win tomorrow. It'd be really good for our organization, and just a step, not only for Ruby, but a step to beat a big team like Sheffield, and you know, just make a statement at home.
And I know he doesn't like it mentioned, but Coach Pasha, it's been a bit of a Mount Everest for him beating Sheffield as a coach. It's not happened as yet. Is it one of those things that becomes a bit of a brain worm and it just sticks in there?
Yeah, I asked him about it. And he said, it's been a couple games since Hull, too. So I said, all right, well, no better weekend than to get her done this weekend. You know, I think he'll be a pretty happy guy, and we can take that weight off his shoulders. But, I mean, it's all of us. Can't really live on the past. It's this year. You know, we've brought them to overtime a couple times. I think we only beat them in exhibition. But we'll make the next step here, and I think we'll come out flying tomorrow.